And it's people in your neighborhood. And this morning, I'm joined by Brian Moser, of he's the athletic director with the Pierre School District. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
So it's good to meet you. And that's what I like about this part in this segment in the morning, is I get to meet new people all the time. And first of all, when I ask you, what does the athletic director do? What's some of your responsibilities?
Oh, gosh, it's a wide range of things that we do, and it kind of depends on the part of the season. This time of year, obviously, we're still hosting track meets and softball games and golf invitations and tennis invitations. And what those things entail is, you know, primarily finding the workers, finding the officials to be able to manage the events, and then obviously set up and some of those things. And then making sure all the equipment gets put back away so it's ready to go the next time. But all year long, you know, it's a lot of scheduling and moving things around. If there's a conflict, for a small school like Pierre, we have a lot of different sports, and there's not enough days in the week to get all the sports in. So, you know, it's constantly manipulating things and moving things and making sure it gets to going. And then the one thing that a lot of people don't realize is when you walk into a gym and it's all set up for a basketball game, somebody had to do that.
Yeah.
You know, and somebody had to hire the workers and all that to get it going. So that guy is me, and that's the great part of my job.
And I would guess that, you know, since sports pretty much go on even when school's not in session over the summer and stuff, I'm assuming that you're still going at it in the summertime.
Yep, I'm 11-month contract, so I get a few days off in the summertime. But, yeah, during the summertime, that's when our strength and conditioning programs are going. That's when all our open gyms are going. That's when our camps, clinics are going. So I'm still in contact with our coaches at that time, working through all the things that we look to improve upon from year to year and how we're going to grow and how we're going to keep being successful. So summertime's just as busy as the in-season time.
So as athletic director, I'm assuming that means, because it says Pierre School District, you know, I'm new here, so I'm assuming that means, like, your responsibility is, like, all the schools in Pierre, like middle school, elementary school.
Yep, I don't do much with the elementary school. I'm pretty much 6 through 12. Mm-hmm. Sixth graders have a few sports that they can participate, but majority 7 through 12 get to do anything that the high school's doing. The middle school have those opportunities as well.
So what kind of sports did you play while you were growing up?
Well, football, wrestling, track, and then I ended up breaking my leg my sophomore year in high school.
Yikes.
And I ended up running 2 years across country just to keep that going too. So it's kind of unique. And then I played baseball in the summer.
It's like, now me, I was not the athletic type. It's like I was always the last one picked in gym class. Unless it was like usually basketball, because I'm like, I still can't dribble a basketball. Seriously, I can't. And it's like, I can catch, catch, but even now, I probably couldn't catch a football if somebody threw it to me, or a baseball.
You need to attend our open gym.
Maybe so. Maybe so. I don't know. Yeah. So what kind of sporting events are going on usually during the summer? I'm guessing baseball.
Yep, baseball, but that's not associated with our school. Mm-hmm. That's a club sport, so we do have a few club sports in our community that go on. You know, there is also club softball in the summer, even though we have a high school program. You know, there's swimming. There's a lot of different things that kids can participate in the summer. But my biggest goal as the athletic director is get them involved in our strength and conditioning program. There's not a better program out there. We have a young gentleman named Taylor Buss who is highly certified, might be one of the highest certified athletic and strength and speed and agility coaches, teachers in the state of South Dakota. So we're very, very fortunate to have him, you know, be a part of our coaching staff, because he works with our coaches year round. Mm-hmm. And what he does with them is he singly will take an individual and look at their weaknesses, and that's what they work on for the sports that they specifically want to enhance themselves in. So he spends a lot of time with individuals, but he also spends a lot of time with our coaches to really grow the strength. But ultimately, we're looking at performance.
Yeah, when I was in high school, I almost broke the or tied the school record for pull-ups. I think I had like 23. And it's like, one more, I would have tied it. But now I probably wouldn't even be able to lift myself up now. But, you know, I'd probably barely be able to get one in. But, yeah.
Yeah, back in the day, the pull-up and the chin-up, those used to be the overall who was the strongest. If you could do them, you must have been one of them strong guys.
Yeah, well, I used to lift weights regularly. I still kind of do now, but not so much anymore. But yeah, you know, but when I was in school, I don't know if they still have it or not, but it was like the presidential physical fitness program, I think it was, where we were tested. Like in gym class, like we had to run a mile in like so much time, had to be able to do so many sit-ups, pull-ups, I think. It's that kind of thing.
Yeah, we had those too. And actually my children who recently just graduated within the last 5 years, my daughter graduated 5 years ago and my son graduated a year ago, they both did the presidential fitness. And that's not even something I don't believe we even do in our elementaries anymore. I think it's changed names and changed the type of skills and challenges that they're doing.
Well, it's good to meet you. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Have a good day.
You too.